Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would love to hear from you right now. The lines are open, and we invite your call to 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or something you would like to add to the conversation, something you'd like to talk about, give us a call right now, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about worship this month, and I think it's such a vitally important topic, one that we don't really talk about a lot. But it's, when you look through the Old Testament, you see that was really the problem with the nation of Israel. The fact that they weren't worshiping the one true God. Even in the law commanded in the first two commandments that they should have no other God before them, that they should worship the one true God only, that they should make no graven images and put before them. Those things were top right. of the list. And why? Because those things really are issues of the heart. Worship is a matter of the heart.
Right.
And as lost people, our hearts are centered in the ways of this world. So our worship, our affections, what we deem important, what we bow down to, are the things that the world lays in front of us. And when we come to Christ by faith, the heart is changed. It goes from unbelief to belief. And so now it's centered in the person and work of Jesus Christ. It's the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus that shapes us, and our affections are now bent toward him. We bow down to him. We deem him important. And that's what it means to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So Jesus is having this conversation. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. But he's having this conversation with a Samaritan woman at a well. And he first asks the woman for a drink of water, and she's all confused as to why a Jewish man is in Samaria to begin with, and then talking with her as if he had known her forever.
Yeah.
And as the conversation goes on, she finds out that he knows a whole lot about her, that she's been married 5 times, that the man that she's with now is not her husband. And so that just blows her away. And that leads to some questions about Messiah and about worship. And she talks about the fact that Samaritans worshiped at a certain place and that the Jews worshiped in Jerusalem. And Jesus just cut through all of that and said, here's what worship is all about. It says, you Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. That's how God had designed it, through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The world would be blessed. Salvation would come. And we know that salvation comes through Jesus. And so he is of that bloodline, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, David, all the way down until Jesus is born. And so Jesus is through that bloodline. Salvation is going to come through him. And then Jesus says, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. So he's not looking at people and saying, hey, to worship correctly, you need to go to the right place. He is saying to worship correctly, you need to go to the right person. And he is soon to reveal to this particular woman at the well that he was the one that rightfully deserved worship. He was the Messiah, the Savior of the world,
yeah.
Emmanuel, God with us. So all worship that once went to all these things in the world that were based on the lie of Satan can now be shifted to the one person who is truly worthy of our worship, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's when our hearts get captured by the gospel. That's our first act of worship, when we receive Jesus into our lives as Lord and Savior. That's when our hearts truly begin to worship the Lord. And from that point forward, that point of new birth, we can worship genuinely, authentically, and with a real sense of freedom, And in so doing, we're going to experience humanness as God designed it.
Yeah.
We can fully live out who we're so supposed to be as image bearers, as true human beings.
Yeah.
So that's why this issue of worship is so vitally important.
Friends, if you'd like to join the conversation, if you have a question about true worship, we'd love to hear from you right now. That toll-free number, 844-322-2742, is good in the U.S. and in Canada. The lines are wide open right now. Again, that's 844-322-2742. Give us a call. Bob, we've been talking this week about the really tough time that so many of our U.S. Military veterans are facing as they return home, many times with grievous physical injuries, psychological issues, and only to return home sometimes and too many times to be ignored and for just basically forgotten. Well, you know, we have great hope that as a new administration in Washington takes over, that this is going to be corrected, that our veterans are going to see much better treatment when they come home. But in the meantime, at Basic Gospel, we want to help and encourage our veterans. And friends, we hope you feel that way too. So what we've done is we put together what we call a packet of hope to encourage our veterans to embrace the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this packet includes Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. It includes the Drive the Stake CD that is meant so much to so many people, and the CD series, The Breakout, which gives a biblical approach to anxiety and depression. And for just $22, you can give that gift of hope, that packet. Just visit basicgospel.net/vet to provide packets for the veterans you know. And if you are a vet, that same link is good. Click I'm a Veteran, and you'll get your free packet. We encourage you to go to that website right now if you can, basicgospel.net/vet. Take advantage of this opportunity to reach out to a vet, or if you are a vet, we have a free packet for you.
Yes, indeed, and we are so grateful for the many people that have already responded. Donations are coming in, and we're also receiving a lot of interest from veterans.
Yes.
There's quite a number that have already click that link, I'm a Vet. They've filled out the information and they've requested packets, so packets are being sent to them. And I am so grateful. It is veterans from every branch of the military, the Marines, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard. All of these folks are saying, hey, please send me a packet of hope.
Yes.
And those packages are going out as we speak. And they're going out because of the generosity of others who have said, I want to help in this measure. You know, we look at problems and issues, and always the question comes, who's going to fix it? And for so long in America, we've relied on institutions, we've relied on the government, and I think it's time for us individually as believers to roll up our sleeves and to get involved and to say, I want to meet face to face with veterans and let them know we care and share the love of Jesus Christ. If I can't do that face to face, I want to reach into my wallet, into my pocketbook, and give so that some materials that could be of eternal significance to them can help and benefit. So all the time we're looking and saying, who's going to fix that problem? And I think the love of God compels us to roll up those sleeves and say, we want to get involved. And that's another aspect of worship that we sometimes forget. Jesus said when he was tempted by Satan, when Satan took him up on that pinnacle and said, look out, here are all the kingdoms of the world, and they are yours if you will only bow down and worship me. Well, what was the counter to that? Well, Jesus quoted the word of God, and he said, we must worship and serve God only. So there's the worship, the heart that is attached to God in reverence and awe and submission, that leads to service toward others. So those are that's the two sides of that coin of worship. And so the love of God that is poured out in our hearts compels us to really roll up those sleeves and get involved with individuals. I've said a number of times on the broadcast that Christianity talks about being interested in the souls of men. You know, that it's a gospel message that saves the souls of men and women. Well, if we're really interested in the souls of men, let's find out what's going on in the souls of men. That's where this service comes into play. That's where this rolling up the sleeves comes into play. It's getting involved, engaging, actually talking to, and even more importantly, listening to such an extent that you can help show them how the gospel message is the relevant message for their lives, and will put them on a path of hope and life and peace and joy and freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. So to all of those who have already supported to help these veterans, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's keep the ball rolling. Let's keep this train moving down that track and fight for those who have fought for us.
BasicGospel.net/vet. That's where you can go to make your contribution to make a packet available to a vet. Or if, as I said, if you are a vet, we have a free packet for you. Use that same website, BasicGospel.net/vet, and just click the link that says I'm a veteran. Well, again, plenty of open lines right now, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Bob, a question from our friend Teresa. This was posed some time ago, but it's a subject that sometimes is still confusing to so many people. The question, where do tithes and fasting come into play under the new covenant? She says, I love to give my 10% to my church and to give wherever else I feel led. Also, fasting with prayer. What about fasting? Am I stuck in law by practicing these? And she says, my family is so blessed by all of you at Basic Gospel. That's from Teresa in Long Island, New York.
Well, thank you, Teresa. Thank you for that important question. As far as tithing, I mean, the giving of 10%, there's nothing in the new covenant that prohibits that or lays that out as what you have to do, what you're obligated to do. So if you want to give 10%, in this new covenant, you're free to give 10%. If you want to give 15%, if you want to give 7%, you give based on how the Spirit of God is moving your heart to give. That's why Paul calls it the grace of giving. The old covenant, they had, 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 sons of Jacob. Each of those 12 tribes had a portion in the land. Except for the Levites. Why? Because they were set aside to be priests in service to the Lord and in service to the people. So they were prohibited from owning any land. They were prohibited from really having any possessions of their own. They were to be taken care of by the people. So God said to the people, to the other 11 tribes, bring your tithes into the storehouse. Now, what were those tithes? Well, primarily they were food substances. They were grain. They were cattle. That's what they brought to the storehouses. Well, how were those food substances used? Well, first they were used in worship to offer as grain offerings, to offer as blood sacrifices. But then the remainder was used by the Levites. That's how they were fed. That's how they were supported, by these tithes that came into the storehouse. Now, that was mandatory. That was an obligation that God put on the people in support of the priesthood. Well, that was old covenant stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus came, died, he fulfilled that old covenant, and now he has brought into being a new priesthood. He is a priest, the high priest, not in the order of Aaron as the Levites were, but in the order of Melchizedek. And now we're under a new covenant, and we are to give based on this new covenant, the grace of God, as Paul said, the grace of giving. And the encouragement there is to excel in it, to allow the Spirit of God to genuinely make you a giver. God so loved that he gave. This God that gave is now alive, living in you, and he's going to make you a giver. He's going to make you eager to participate in the work of the ministry, and in meeting the needs of people. So trust the Lord to do that. Trust the Lord to work that in your heart, and then have the courage and the faith to step out and give, knowing that God's going to meet your needs according to his riches in glory. So it's a win-win situation. Yeah. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be selfish. You can actually be generous with the money that God has put into your hand. So give generously, give cheerfully. I know we talk to people all the time here at Basic Gospel, calling folks or sending notes and saying thank you for their gifts to the ministry and support of spreading and getting the word out. And 99 out of 100 will say, no, we need to thank you.
Yeah.
And their giving is in gratitude for what they have received in the gospel. And that's the way giving should be. That's called the grace of giving. And as those roots grow deeper into Christ, you're going to see a more and more generous spirit being lived out in you. So just keep in step. Mm-hmm. Give as God is moving you to give in doing so. Now, the other question was on fasting. Now, again, we fast. We look at that maybe as a spiritual discipline. It's going to help us. It's going to benefit us. Isaiah 58 really gives, I think, a really good picture of what fasting was all about. It's a point in a person's life where they're so consumed with the needs of others that they forget about themselves.
Yeah.
So fasting is not something that is to prop you up. It's something that you do to benefit others. So I think if we see it in the right light and allow the Spirit of God to move us in that right direction, then it will be something compelled and motivated and propelled by the empowerment of God's Spirit who's alive living in us. We think, oh, these things, it's for my good, it's all about me, blah, blah, blah. No, it's all about others. And so if we can see these things in light of others, I think they will take shape for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate the questions that our listeners pose. We always love hearing from you folks. And I want to remind you that if you would like to pose a question to Basic Gospel, and you know, we talked about so many times the fact that Basic Gospel listeners who can tune in live when we come on the air at 3 o'clock Central Time every day, we have the opportunity, or you have the opportunity, to pose a question and get an absolutely immediate answer to it. However, for those of you who listen on CSN, on Family Talk Channel 131, on Sirius XM Radio, and some of the other stations that we're on around the country that carry our program on a tape delay basis, why, we encourage you also to be a part of the program, because you can pose a question and we will answer it soon on Basic Gospel. So if you have a question, can't get to us during the live program, you can voice it or write it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Simply go to basicgospel.net/ask, and soon you'll hear your voice with your question, or you can, as I said, you can write it at the same spot, basicgospel.net/ask. Either way, we want to hear from you. If you are able to tune in live, 3 o'clock Central Time, give us a call, 844-322-2742. We have open lines right now. Or you can go online, as I said, to basicgospel.net/ask.
Well, I'm going to do something crazy. Sometimes I do these things.
Sometimes you do those
things. Just because, you know, I'm impressed to do it. So it's kind of a battlefield decision. Nobody on our staff knows anything about this.
Look out, Billy.
But, you know, this question about tithing comes up time and time again. We've probably have answered that in our 20-plus years of being on radio, you know, no less than 2,000 times. And as long as we're on radio, as long as people are trying to kind of wrestle with, you know, what they're supposed to do, how this Christian life is supposed to be lived out, how do we give, you know, what's the standard, is there a rule, is there a law, are we obligated, then that question is going to come up. Well, we have a wonderful resource called New Covenant Giving. It's a little booklet. We want to put that in your hands. And for everybody, and the only way you can get it today is to call this number, 844-412-2742, 844-412-2742. If Billy doesn't answer, you get a voicemail. Simply leave a message that says, "Send me New Covenant Giving." Leave your name and address and a return phone number. We will get that to you as quickly as possible. Again, the number to call, 844-412-2742, to request New Covenant Giving. It's a wonderful booklet. It is very thorough in its explanation of what tithing was under the Old Covenant, what the grace of giving is under this New Covenant. Mm-hmm. It gives a wonderful plan for giving. And so pick up the phone right now, 844-412-2742. Request your copy of New Covenant Giving.
Very good. Well, Bob had a question about Matthew 16:28. That, of course, Jesus was saying that, you know, he was standing and talking with the disciples and others, and he said, you know, "Verily I say unto you that not all of you will see death before you see the Son of Man coming in glory." Question from John in Burbank, California says, "Please help me understand that passage." Matthew 16:28 says, "My son is struggling with it, and I'm inadequate to explain it. Thank you so much." That's from John in Burbank.
Well, I think the answer to that question is very simple. It's this: keep reading. So Matthew 16:28, "Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Chapter 17, "After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up on a mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, 'Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.'" Just like Peter, mm-hmm. to say something like that.
Yeah.
"And while he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, 'This is my son whom I love. With him am I well pleased. Listen to him.'" So these disciples, after a very short period of time, after hearing Jesus say that some of them would not taste death before seeing the Son of Man coming in his kingdom, actually got to witness that through the transfiguration. And then through his death, burial, and resurrection, he brought in this new covenant. He ushered in this new covenant, which is the kingdom of God. So it's here. It's among us. It's with us. Jesus Christ is ruling and reigning in the hearts of those who know him, those who have come to him by faith. So specifically, how is this prophecy fulfilled? In chapter 17, through the transfiguration, Peter, James, and John got to see the Lord Jesus transfigured right before them, hear the voice from heaven say, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him."
Yeah. Did you know that today is the, I don't know how many anniversary, it's the birthday of the United States Marine Corps, 1775. It was established on this date, November 10th.
How about that?
1775. So it's been a good long time that these guys have been in service. You know, Bob, as we've talked so many times over this week, so many of our veterans, our military veterans, return home with really grievous physical injuries, psychological issues to deal with, and so many times have been basically forgotten or shunted aside. And we want to see that. We want to see that change. We want to see it. Basic Gospel, we want to help and encourage our veterans. And friends, we think you feel that way too. So we've put together a packet of hope to encourage our veterans to embrace the love and grace of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the answer. Now, these packets include Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, which we'll be studying from tomorrow, the study guide. Then Drive the Stake, the CD by that same name, and the CD series The Breakout, which gives you a biblical approach to anxiety and depression. For just $22, you can give the gift of hope to a veteran you know. Visit basicgospel.net/vet to provide packets for all the veterans that you know. And if you are a veteran, go to that same website, basicgospel.net, and click I'm a Veteran for your free packet. Well, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for our study edition of Basic Gospel.